One should be planning to end their life before reaching adulthood, but I have, because I live in a world where every firstborn son and daughter is sold off to vampires, creatures with icy skin and lethal fangs who rule our lands like we're nothing but cattle, and my beloved family is about to hand me over to one of these bloodthirsty monsters. Tonight is the longest night of the year, my 18th birthday, the day I've feared since I could understand what it meant to be marked from birth. In 4 days, under the next full moon, I'll be dragged to the Red Auction in the capital of Velmora, where every firstborn is sold like livestock to the cold, sadistic creatures that have ruled our society for over a century. Some call it tradition. I call it my nightmare. At the dinner table, my family tries to act normal, but the tension hangs in the air like smoke. My little sister Abigail flashes her gap-toothed grin and tells me maybe I won't be chosen. Sweet, innocent Abigail, she doesn't understand that firstborns always get chosen. My father's voice is warm but heavy with unspoken truth. His honey-colored eyes can't quite meet mine as he speaks about hope we both know doesn't exist. My mother serves soup with trembling hands, watching me like she's memorizing every detail of my face before they take me away forever. I smile back because the truth, that I plan to escape tonight by the lake, would shatter them before the auction ever could. They think I'll spend the evening walking with my best friend Leah near the water's edge, sharing our usual conversations about books and boys. They don't know I won't be coming back. Lee's older sister Sophie was taken at last year's Red Auction, sold to some vampire who allows her to write letters home, for now. Leah talks about Sophie like she's fine, living some grand adventure, but I see the way her orange hair trembles when she speaks, the way her voice catches uncertain words. We both know the truth. Eventually, the letters stop coming. The village streets are empty and cold, the air sharp with the promise of winter's first snow. Every step toward the lake feels like walking toward salvation, not from life, but from the nightmare fate they've written for me since birth. I've lived 18 years with the shadow of the Red Auction hanging over me, counting down the days like a prisoner awaiting execution. Tonight, I choose to step out of that shadow forever. The lake water is freezing against my skin, December cold that steals my breath and numbs my limbs. But I force myself deeper, my heavy dress weighing me down. This is my choice, my escape. The icy water surrounds me as I sink beneath the surface, my vision blurring as darkness closes in. Every instinct tells me to fight back to the surface, but I remind myself this is what I want, to choose my own path rather than become someone's property. Then I hear it, a voice in the water, sharp with disappointment. This act of cowardice disappoints me. Something moves in the darkness around me, and I realize with growing shock that I'm not alone in these cold waters. When consciousness returns, I'm on the shore, gasping and trembling, barely alive. My purple fingers press into the wet earth as I struggle to breathe. The moon hangs heavy above me, and then a new whisper reaches me. If you don't want your family to suffer, accept your fate.